How would you fancy marrying someone you've never met before? That's what six people in a new Channel 4 reality show will be doing. And Married at First Sight, three couples will get hitched after being matched by a panel of experts. Cameras follow the couples for 6 weeks. The couples then decide whether to stay married or not. Jay Hunt, Channel 4 Chief Creative Officer, said the programme will be a celebration of marriage. Heidi McAlpine and Anthony Miller with us this morning. Morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
So Jay Hunt, the top person in Channel 4, is saying this is a celebration of marriage, Heidi.
Well, this is the sort of programme that Alan Partridge would have pitched. But like, retro comedy has become today's TV reality. Do you remember whenever Channel 4 did Sex Box? That was another salacious attempt at TV ratings, and that's what this is all about. They just want to boost their rating. They're going to sway that as a social experiment, which I believe is beyond the pale. And, of course, the controversy will boost viewing figures. I mean, who in the right mind thinks marrying someone on the first day they meet is socially or culturally advisable? It's
Anthony?
Awful.
I think there's probably more sense in meeting somebody you've just met. That way you don't know their downfalls, to be quite honest. Jokes aside, though, I mean, it is an experiment, and it is a great example of how our society is moving forward. You know, so many people meet now through dating websites, online and whatnot. And to be honest with you as well, you know, the idea, you know, I know that there's an underlying sort of current of, is it damaging the sanctity of marriage? Nobody enters weddings these or marriage these days with the idea that it has to be for life. They all go in with a get out clause, and I believe this show has a get out clause as well. So I think it's a great test. I can't wait to watch it. I think it'd be great fun.
But you're only watching it in a sort of a salacious way, like car crash TV. Would you do it? Would you, as an individual, marry someone without ever having met them before? And I appreciate you're meant to put all your personal details in, and the computers analyse it and scientifically pick who they believe is your perfect partner without any other. Your pheromones are all part of how you meet someone. Love at first sight, not love at first bite, BYTE. Would you marry someone the first time you met them?
Love at first megabyte. To be quite honest with you, I'm single, and I'm single for a reason. I used to be a wedding planner, and I have seen many, many relationships, and I've got to be honest with you, I've yet to be inspired by anyone's. And that's no offence to anybody either. It's just my own personal experience of seeing people who are supposed to be in love. So the traditional method sells nothing to me. Would I get married on a TV show? Probably for the crack, not for the marriage, because like I said, I've yet to see one that inspires me. But I will be watching from a car crash perspective, and I can't wait. I think it's great TV.
Exactly, and that's what this is all about. It's all about TV viewing figures. It's not about let's see how society's changing. Let's analyse marriage. This is all a sham just to get ratings up. 15 minutes of TV fame is being dangled in front of these poor guinea pig people who are going to, yes, there is a get-out clause. You can get a quickie divorce after, I think, 6 weeks of the cameras following them. It's the whole thing's lamentable.
And what? So what? TV is a business. People have to get past this idea that box in the corner is not a gift from the gods. It's a business, right? It's theatre in your living room, right? There's TV shows, and there's all different types of TV shows to feed into the different types of brains. But you know what? It has to make money.
Okay.
And in order to make money, it has to have ratings.
Anthony and Heidi, we're going to leave it there, but thank you very much indeed.